September 22. 2 Samuel 18. 2 Corinthians 11. Ezekiel 25. Psalm 73. In the continuing pressure he felt to respond to those who were undermining his authority in Corinth, Paul finds he must boast while not boasting. See yesterday's meditation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul climaxes his argument by insisting that the Christian's only proper boasting is in Christ Jesus. Let him who boasts boast in the Lord. Verse 17. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 through 33, he adopts a slightly different slant to get at the same truth. What Paul does is take a kind of time out. He says he will boast, not as Paul the apostle, not even as Paul the Christian, but rather as Paul the fool. Verses 16 through 21. He is frightfully embarrassed to do even this. Verses 21b and 23. But he cannot see another way forward. True, he says he was steeped in Hebrew culture and language from his youth, and he is a servant of Christ, no less than others. But to talk like this is so painful that he explodes parenthetically. I am out of my mind to talk like this. Verse 23. And then he inverts all the categories. He worked much harder. He means he worked physically, with his hands, something no first-class, self-respecting Hellenistic teacher would do. Further, he says, he has a longer prison record than they do. He has been flogged more often. 5 times he has endured the synagogue sanction, the 39 lashes. He has been shipwrecked 3 times in his voyages for the gospel. Verse 25. And this was written before the one recorded in Acts 27. Constant danger has bedeviled him in his travels, and he has often been forced to go without food. Worse, he has been betrayed by false brothers, verse 26, while facing the perpetual stress of his concern for all the churches, verses 27 and 28. We must not read this with Western Christian eyes as an exciting saga of endurance under pressure. We read Paul's sufferings and admire his faithfulness and steadfastness, his conformity to the Christ who went to the cross. But his opponents would see all these boasts as signs of weakness and even stupidity. He doesn't even have enough sense to keep himself out of trouble. But Paul is determined to invert human boasting. He will boast about the things that display his weakness. Verse 30. Even his last shot runs along these lines. Verses 31 through 33. We tend to see Paul's escape from Damascus through Luke's eyes. Acts chapter 9. Paul himself saw his flight as an embarrassing defeat. At a time when the highest Roman military honor went to the soldier of centurion rank or higher who was first over the wall at the end of a siege, Paul avers he was the first down. In what ways do you boast of your weaknesses?